Does what you watch depend on where you live? In October 2018, after the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, comedian Hasan Minhaj released an episode of his Netflix show Patriot Act. And the episode was sharply critical of Saudi Arabia's government. Minhaj specifically called out Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
There are people in Saudi Arabia fighting for true reform, but MBS is not one of them. And to those who continue to work with him, just know that with every deal you close, you are simply helping entrench an absolute monarch under the guise of progress, because ultimately, MBS is not modernizing Saudi Arabia. The only thing he's modernizing is Saudi dictatorship.
Netflix has since pulled the episode from its site in Saudi Arabia. The move came at the request of the Saudi government, who told Netflix the episode violated one of the country's cybercrime laws. Netflix's decision is drawing criticism on social media, but it's only the latest example of a U.S.-based company complying with an authoritarian regime. Jillian York is a director for international freedom of expression at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, an organization that promotes civil liberties. Thanks for being with us, Jillian.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I'm just curious. This is content and a show. It's a U.S.-based company. Hasan Minhaj is a U.S.-based comedian. This is content that is distributed, you know, based in the and created in the United States. Now, doesn't Saudi Arabia and other countries, don't they have the option to determine what their own citizens see?
They do have that option, and I think that that's the sort of premise that Netflix is operating on. But at the same time, we're talking about a country that currently has several women in prison simply for the act of daring to drive or to record women driving, even though that happened just before the law was overturned. We're talking about a country that has murdered a journalist recently with impunity. And so personally, you know, I would put human rights above sovereignty in this instance.
But is it Netflix's responsibility to operate under that framework?
Legally, they have every right to comply with this order. And in fact, they might argue that they have to as a platform that has Saudi customers. But morally speaking, they could choose not to operate in that country altogether. And I think that that might be the right moral choice.
And in terms of the segment itself, I mean, we saw Hasan Minhaj tweet that, and I'm quoting here, clearly the best way to stop people from watching something is to ban it, make it trend online, and then leave it up on YouTube, was his response. The question I have is, I mean, is he essentially right? I mean, can't people find workarounds anyway?
Yes, absolutely. And so this is a common effect where we see content that is removed by platforms replicated on other platforms, and you know, it becomes more desirable to the people who are being banned from seeing it. So in this case, although Netflix does, generally speaking, block most VPNs, making it difficult for people to get around it and access another country's version of Netflix, this video in particular has already popped up on YouTube as well as some of the other less popular streaming sites.
What are really the concerns that you have about this particular move? Because I'm thinking, what could Netflix have done? Could they have pulled the entire series, thereby losing more viewers potentially than they would have just for that one episode? What is it that they're supposed to do? What are tech companies supposed to do when they're operating internationally?
It is quite a tricky issue, but at the same time, overall, I would say that when companies agree to take down content at the behest of governments, what we typically see is more governments following suit. So if you look at the transparency reports of major companies such as Google and Facebook, just a few years ago, we were only seeing requests from a handful of countries, some of the worst actors like Turkey. Nowadays, we're seeing requests for content takedowns from a number of different places, including a pretty growing number of democracies. And so I think that this is a trend that we should really be concerned about, and that companies should take great care when deciding where to open an office. When we see companies increasingly open offices in places like the UAE or Turkey, countries that really have very little regard for freedom of expression, I think that poses a great risk overall across the entire internet to free speech.
Jillian York is a director at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Jillian, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We reached out to Netflix about this story, and they sent us this comment in response. Quote, we strongly support artistic freedom worldwide and removed this episode only in Saudi Arabia after we had received a valid legal demand from the government and to comply with local law.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.